Greedock's eye flooded black. Killian tilted his head, but his orphaner never strayed from Virok's chest.
Quentin, get him out of here now.
Insolent worm, I will kill everything you love. I will kill that stupid whore you call your wife.
Quentin, move. Just grab him and get him out of here.
Not just your wife. I'm going to kill your baby, Barnes. I will feed it to the key. Orphan scum!
Greedock then sprang at Quentin, a rabbit leaping at a bear. The leader's unexpected attack caught Quentin flat-footed, middle arms extended, thick fingers reached for Quentin's eyes. With a lightning-fast right, Quentin slapped Greedock out of the air. The leader flew sideways, landed hard on the cell's stone floor. The cell erupted in violence. The heavy key launched himself at Aya, the 13-foot-long, tree-trunk-thick body extending like an accordion, four arms spread wide, reaching for her, even as the Sklorno sprang for Killian. Aya's shotgun roared once before 700 pounds of sentient slammed into her. They both hit the floor. The Sklorno rushed Killian, who smoothly swung his arm from Virok to her and fired twice. Before Killian pulled the trigger a third time, Virok was already moving, a blur of mass and motion. Killian pivoted to fire at the warrior, but the moment came too late. Virok ducked under the barrel and tackled Killian hard. Pedipalp arms wrapping the human up in a crushing highlight reel hit. Revolver fired again as Virok drove Killian hard into the cell door's frame. The two sentients fell to the ground, instantly locked into mortal combat, fists and elbows and knees flying. Time slowed. Lines of power flared. The heavy key rolled off Aya, who did not move. Virok and Killian continued grappling as Gristlehead lay motionless on the floor, clear blood spreading out from her body. The heavy key turning toward Quentin, the long body compressing, gathering for a leap. The position of the key's legs, the angle of its body, Quentin knew exactly where the sentient's arms and torso would strike when it shot across the room. The lines of power led to the right, an easy dodge as soon as the heavy key started to expand. The 700-pound sentient compressed. Quentin watched and waited, when something bit his left calf. Time returned as Quentin looked down and saw Greedock wrapped around his lower leg. He reached for him just for an instant before remembering the gathering key. Quentin looked up again just as the heavy key slammed into him, an impact like a wrecking ball hitting cattle. Quentin flew backward, smashed against the stone wall. Quentin tried to get up. He'd been hit like that before on the gridiron many times, but before he could even get to his side, the heavy key was on him. Thick, powerful hands locked down on Quentin's wrists and forearms, pinning Quentin to his back.